Napier doing the mahi. Opening announcement. This is the Napier City Council Long-Term Plan 2021 to 2031 consultation document. It's narrated by Owen Scott in the Henderson Studios of Blind Low Vision NZ. Indexing. This document has two levels. All the main headings in the consultation document are on level 1, with all subheadings and supplementary material on level 2. Contents. The consultation document starts with the poem Hutia Te Rito, O Te Harakeke, which accompanies a photograph of Panya of the Reef. That's on level 1. The following items are all on level 1 as well. Why an LTP matters, what matters to you, how to say it, consultation timeline, upcoming events, looking for funding. Kia ora from Kirsten Wise, the Mayor. And our challenges, they're all on level 1. And then under our challenges on level 2, there are these items: climate change, COVID-19, three waters reform, deferred renewals, community housing. How will the proposed average rates increase of 8% affect your rates in 2021-22? Then it's back to level 1 for what's pushing our rates up. Then on level 2, there's an explanation of what the 8% increase is made up of. That's followed by a balanced budget benchmark on level 2. Next up is how will rates be spent and why do we need to borrow. Back on level 1, there's the start of our vision and doing the mahi three waters. That starts off on level 1. And then on level 2, there's three waters reform, 12.5 million grant, say it, water supply, what matters, option 1, and how this will be funded, option 2, and how this will be funded. And then also on level 2, can we go chlorine free? And also on level 2, what about fixing the dirty water? Then it's back to level 1 for proposals dealing with storm water. That's followed by a piece on Ahuriri Regional Park. That's on level 1 as well. Dealing with Ahuriri, on level 2, there's a piece, What Matters to You, with the two options. Option 1, with its potential features and how it will be funded, and option 2. All those are on level 2. Then it's back to level 1 for wastewater, with the key projects on level 2. It's back to level 1 for spaces and places, starting off on level 1 with Te Pihanga, and then on level 2, does this matter to you, with option 1, with how this will be funded and how it will impact your rates, and then option 2, and how this will be funded and impact your rates. That's followed by option 3 on level 2. Then it's back to level 1 for a new topic, housing. Then on level 2, does this matter to you? Followed by option 1 and how this will be funded and impact your rates. Then there's option 2, how this will be funded and affect your rates. That's followed by a graph illustrating the housing deficit over 10 years. That's on level 2. Back to level 1 for a new subject, the Faraday Center. On level 2, does this matter to you? With the options, option 1, how this will be funded and have an impact on your rates. Then option 2, and how it will be funded and the impact on rates. That's followed by a discussion of the Napier Library, the National Aquarium, and Napier Aquatic. Those three are on level 2. Then it's back to level 1 with a new subject, community safety. Then on level 2, there's a discussion about street management And also on level 2, does this matter to you, with option 1 and how it will be funded, and then option 2. That's all on level 2. Next up on level 1 is traffic safety. And then on level 2, does this matter to you, with the options, option 1 and how it will be funded, and option 2. Then it's back to level 1 for a discussion of the finances. And then on level 2, there's a discussion about depreciation, what does this mean, balanced budget benchmarks, rates and rates limits, financial development, debt and debt limits, debt to income ratios, capital projects, what's driving the capital project spending, renewal expenditure, net interest, external borrowings, examples of proposed rates for 2021-22. Then it's back to level 1 for infrastructure strategy. And then on level 2, these projects, what we're working with, asset condition, infrastructure, and significant projects. They're all on level 2. Then it's back to level 1 for key issues affecting our infrastructure strategy. And then on level 2, there's affordability, capacity to deliver, and economic recovery, enabling growth, future-proofing, environmental outcomes, natural hazards and climate change, processes and data quality, three waters reform, and deferred renewals. And finally, on level 2, work on our critical assets. Next on level 1 is other consultations with contributions and revenue, both on level 2. Then on level 1, there's the heading supporting documents with three waters, places and spaces, community safety, our finances, and other documents all on level 2. Next up is the council on level 1, with contact details for the councillors on level 2, Kirsten Wise, Annette Brosnan, Rhonda Crystal, Keith Price, Api Tapine, Maxine Bogue, Sally Crown, Tanya Wright, Graham Taylor, Richard McGrath, Haley Brown, Greg Mawson, and Nigel Simpson. Finally, on level 1 is the closing announcement. Doing the mahi, working on what matters. Napier City Council Long-Term Plan 2021 to 2031 Consultation Document. Hutia te rito o te harakeke, kehia te komakoeko, ki mai ki aho. He aha te mea nui, he aha te mea nui o te ao. Makue ki atu, he tangata, he tangata, he tangata. Pull out the shoot of the flax bush, where will the bellbird sing? Say to me, what is the greatest thing? What is the greatest thing in this world? It is the people, the people, the people. Why an LTP matters. Councils do lots of planning. A long-term plan, LTP, pulls together a plan for all of our activities, major projects, our expected income and costs, and what our rates will need to be for the next 10 years. We review our LTP every 3 years. When developing our plan, we are required to come up with a proposal. This proposal is the basis of our consultation document. Sometimes there are a range of options. When this happens, we need to get the views of our community on the options, including our proposed option, before we finalize the plan. The consultation process adds to our understanding of the issues facing our city and what matters to our community, so our plan is realistic and responsive. What matters to you? Say it. Last year, we spent some time asking this question out in our community, online, and through our everyday connections with people and groups. Here is what we heard. Water matters a lot. People matter. We want places to meet and connect in our neighborhoods. Being close to nature matters. Being safe matters. This consultation document outlines a number of key projects that we plan to work on that focus on what we have heard matters to our community. Have we got it right? Have your say. You can find more information about the things covered in this consultation document at sayitnapier.nz or at our customer service center 06-835-7579 or at the Taradale Library. Check out the Want to Know More section to see what is available. This document is also available in the following formats: NZ Sign Language, online only, easy read, large print, audio, online, and DAISY. How to Say It. Read this booklet, then go to sayitnapier.nz and fill in the online form. Online at sayitnapier.nz or drop your form into the Customer Service Centre, Dunvegan House, 215 Hastings Street, Napier, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday, or mail your form, Free Post Authority, number 772273, LTP Submissions, Napier City Council, Private Bag 6010, Napier 4142. Submissions close 5 p.m. 12 May 2021. Consultation timeline. Submissions open 14 April 2021. Submissions close 12 May 2021 at 5 p.m. Long-term plan hearings 8 to 10 June 2021. Pettigrew Green Arena, adoption of the long-term plan 2021 to 2031, 29 June 2021. Upcoming events. We encourage you to talk with us about our long-term plan 2021-2031 proposals by attending one or more of the following events. Community meetings. Napier War Memorial Center, 21 April 2021 at 11 a.m. 29th of April 2021 at 6 p.m. Facebook Live. Tune in to our live chat sessions to ask Mayor Kirsten Wise and Napier City Council staff all of your long-term plan 2021-31 questions. 19 April 2021, 7 p.m. 4th of May 2021, 7 p.m. Join us here at fb.com/Napier City Council. Book a chat. Talk direct with a councillor online, in person, or on the phone. To book a 15-minute chat, go to sayitnapier.nz or phone 06-835-7579. An NZ Sign Language Communicator will be available at all sessions. Looking for funding? We like to be able to support great ideas and projects happening in our city. Our budget for this long-term plan is tight. If you are seeking funding support, we encourage you to visit napier.govt.nz/napier/grants, where you can find out how to apply for a grant or contact our team at csgrants@napier.govt.nz, who can provide advice on what funding could be available to your group. Kia ora from Kirsten Wise. Te kahika o te konihira o ahuriri, Napier Mayor. It's been a tough few years since the preparation of our last long-term plan, with a number of challenges at a local, national, and international level. Due to this, everyone's priorities may be quite different to what they were 3 years ago. We welcome this opportunity to come to you, our community, to plan for the next 10 years. It's no secret that our city, like many others across the country, is struggling with issues. That's because, historically, we have not invested enough to look after our key assets, under the ground, on the ground, and in our community. Keeping our rates low has been the priority. In fact, Napier's average rates rises have been amongst the lowest in the country for close to two decades. But it has come at a cost, and it has started to affect our city's livability. For too long, Napier has taken a short-term and conservative view. At the same time, we have been a little too ambitious about what can realistically be achieved, setting ourselves a huge program of projects. In addition, our costs are rising due to factors outside our control. These include increases in government-set levies, policies and regulations, rising insurance costs to meet, as well as a number of catch-up costs, including shortfalls from COVID-19. It's time to face our future, and our future is now. It's tricky, but we have a plan. Our goal is now to focus on the essentials and to invest for the longer term so that our situation will improve over time. We have a lot to do, replacing aging assets, fixing infrastructure, and keeping up with an ever-changing environment. Our people matter too. We have a responsibility to support our community to thrive economically, socially, culturally, and environmentally. We're dedicated to building a city where everyone matters and everyone can contribute. There are some real issues to address. However, working together with the whole of our community, we can get there. To achieve the outcomes we all want for our city, it is vital to continue to partner with others to succeed. We are linked in with a range of agencies, organizations, and individuals across our community, regionally and nationally. So, how do we afford it? An easy option would be to pass on all of these costs directly to the ratepayer, which would be a significant increase to rates. That doesn't sit well with us. We're committed to keeping our rates as affordable as we can. To achieve the right balance, we've had to make some tough calls on what can be done within the next 10 years. We've taken a hard look at our spending, and our plan is to keep our costs down. We've had to move some projects out a few years to save money, and we're also looking to borrow $320 million during the next 10 years to catch up on maintenance and replacement of our key assets. There are consequences to this approach. We're borrowing more than we have before, and our budget will not break even until 2031. The start of 2021 has been uncertain, and we understand this will continue over the coming months and possibly years. Our plan is based on what we know now, while acknowledging we are in for a change, particularly when it comes to how our water services could be provided in the future. Our team is committed to making things right for Napier. To do this, we're taking bold but necessary steps. Our focus for the next 10 years is to work on what matters. We want to know what matters to you. Join in on one of our engagement events. We would love to hear your thoughts. Please spend a few moments to make a submission. Your feedback matters to us. We're keen to get on with doing the mahi.